We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Okay, if we're giving random shout-outs to Chicago radio shows, Parkins and Spiegel, obviously the best.
Afternoons on the Score.
Our man, Jason Goff, his mood is elevated. He is feeling good.
Jason Goff is here.
There he is. The man, the legend.
The man, the legend, Jason Goff in studio with us. I don't even need to list.
Don't do that.
I was with the, intro.
When did the legend status happen? That's never going to be a thing. Come on, man. That's reserved for guys who got their names in the hallway and all the dudes that we have worked with in
I think years previous. Once you leave or like, you know.
Don't bomb out of the business.
yeah, bigger and better.
Let's not play around.
Once you leave without cancellation.
If I was out here, and shout out to all of our Uber drivers and Lyft drivers out here, but if somebody got into my car and was like, damn, Goff, what happened? Like, then it wouldn't be no legendary
talk. Friend of the show, Jason.
Right. The dude would be putting y'all on, like, hey man, y'all need to listen to my guys.
Thanks for the tip.
Well, now it's like because it's not, we know what it's like to be the backup quarterback early on the front end of the thing, but then once you've done it and you're somewhere else, it's like, man, that guy, we won some games with that guy. You know, we could win some games again.
Wait a minute. Did Speed just compare me to a backup quarterback?
I was wondering how he was gonna stick the landing and turning that into a compliment.
That just happened?
No, well, early on, Jay.
What?
I've been the backup. Backup quarterback.
What?
I will be the backup quarterback.
Don't try
again.
To personalize it now, player.
You didn't like legends.
We don't Chris like Tannehill, look me in the face. Oh, did this man just compare me to a backup quarterback?
Not you.
Fam,
it's not you.
Skin's on the wall.
It's just
the thing. Hold on.
Big
look, how you want to jump back into the relationship?
Jay, you didn't get us out of a game.
Yeah, just like Steve Young. Don't ever get it twisted.
There we go.
Don't ever get it twisted.
There we go.
There it is.
Tampa rules the day.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they did.
Don't ever get it twisted.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that came out.
You got some pretty cool creamsicle jerseys on over here, too.
I'm going to the tank.
Listen, I came in. We had a great, like, familial talk about raising kids and what we're doing. By the way, let me say this.
Yes,
right
sir.
Now.
Right, man.
Let me say this right now. Congratulations to you.
Thank you,
right,
sir.
On the second, you know, the second child.
Yes, sir.
And I have to say this. The hair journey that you have been on
for Danny,
like it's like Nick Wright and Danny Parkins, the hair journeys that these two young men, because these are like the, you know,
they might be related to each other, those journeys, parallel tracks,
because y'all are like my sports white guys, right?
So
like
appreciate that.
So like I follow your journey, and boy, I can tell when money is in the area, right? Because I remember Danny Parkins in Phoenix yelling from across the convention center, "Hey, Goff!"
And the hair sticking straight up.
I'm like, hey, man, somebody get the taser out. We got a crazy one in here.
Yeah.
And now look at him. Two kids later, his hair, that the fine ocean spray action going on up top. I see it.
It's true. That t-shirt is soft and high end.
Oh, you already know. It's true. You already know. We don't logo it out, though, so that people, you know you got class. You know,
I'm still working on it. It's still a work in progress. But yeah, someone commented on that because I was on the Marquee show yesterday. My buddy's dad texted me. He goes, I know that's not the haircut you used to get. No. Hey, this is a salon cut.
Right?
You were just tweeting about needing new barbers.
Yeah.
My last five haircuts, five different people.
Yeah.
I got it. I need continuity.
You can't be out here being a side piece. You got to get a real relationship with a barber so you can get the products that he or she uses.
Uh-huh.
Get your skincare regimen.
Get on schedule. Get on schedule so you know exactly. Like he cut this, like the overhang hair that goes over the side here.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an issue.
Yeah.
And he helps me figure out exactly how to do that.
Once again, Spiegs, he jumps in to make me feel bad. He's now wanting me to relate on the overhang part of hair.
Right. And you don't.
And
yeah.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Back in the tank. Back in the tank.
It's kind of like when you go to your high school reunion, you see your boy. Like, man, what's been up?
you changed? Things have changed.
Oh, dude. I just looked
Foles,
down.
By the way, great head of hair.
Tremendous.
Andy Dalton.
I just saw on Facebook, literally just the other day, I know two brothers, two guys who they're physically related to each other. And then they went, they both got divorced. Got divorced.
Tanny, can you turn his mic off for a second?
They both got divorced and have
it
gone back.
Me how few black people they have on the show that every time he mentions anything that might be close to it, he's like, hey, now, by the way, I was talking about two brothers.
Brothers.
I'm clear on what I'm doing.
Smash cut to the Marlins Man interview right now.
within
Jay.
I know.
Within 2 years of each other, they both got divorced and hooked up with high school friends who they pined for.
Of course.
Forever.
Of course.
Dude, one did it, then the other one did it.
If you get any kind of acclaim, or even like if you're doing okay in life or you're feeling good about yourself, that Facebook is only for aunties and uncles and grandmas to spew politics and for you to also go back and look at what your high school class
right?
is looking like.
To go back and let me go back and right or wrong. It's like Reinsdorf going back to Tony. You know? I did this wrong 45 years ago. 50 years ago, let me see what I can do to fix that situation.
Reinsdorf might have reached out on Facebook. It's possible.
maybe that's how that happened, yeah.
Good Lord.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man.
I just drop into the middle of everything. I'm like, man, I thought we were going to talk about the Bulls, and all of a sudden, y'all started talking about other things.
All right, okay, well, can you contextualize that Game 7 of the Phoenix series? One of the most surprising sporting events that I have ever seen any sport.
Yeah, if you're going to lose, be as awful as you possibly can be. You know, a lot of people run around disrespecting Luka Doncic. And for some very, very obvious reasons, like the way he plays probably isn't sustainable long term in terms of like Luka's playing like young Jordan, where it's like, I'm going to get this off. And if y'all come with me, it's cool. But people have been trying to punk him for 3 years now. And all they've done is awaken a beast who's been doing this since he was 14, 15 years old. There's not been a level where he hasn't been this guy. So when Phoenix does the whole, you know, the Devin Booker, you know, Devin Booker got talked about the second half of this season in these playoffs. Like, hey, the MVP talk and all this. Listen, I know the Kobe thing is something that people want to always attach to him because he's the next hot young shooting guard.
Yeah.
But if he ain't scoring, he's not really affecting the game the way that you would like for a superstar and MVP talent to do so. And then when you poke the bear and the bear wants to dance for real and you don't come to play, last seven quarters, what was Devin Booker's excuse, right? Yeah. And the whole Chris Paul thing, show me a top five player at his position, arguably, in NBA history.
I mean, the stats would say it's inarguable.
That is, and this is going to sound so like hate-filled and hate-laden, but it's not that. It's just show me the players that are in those categories who had the pressure and won it, right? Now show me what Chris Paul has done several times with 2-0 leads.
Oh, man.
And
it's so rough on his legacy, but it's truthful, isn't it? It just is right there.
That's why Jason Kidd, like when Jason Kidd doesn't get talked about the way he should because Jason Kidd wasn't one of these dudes who scored like that. But Jason Kidd took that New Jersey Nets team to the finals. He should have been MVP that year. And then, of course, when he gets to Dallas, Tyson Chandler and Jason Kidd changed that whole culture.
The 11 team doesn't win if not for Kidd.
So if we're talking about it for real, Chris Paul versus Jason Kidd's career, who would you rather have? Because Chris Paul has made a whole bunch of All-Star teams, a whole bunch of All-NBA teams, and I'm so glad Pat Beverly came out and said what he's... Like, Pat Bev is a wild boy. But him coming out saying what he said about Chris Paul defensively, I don't know who could disagree. I've been saying that for half a decade now.
CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know
that.
Everybody
know
that.
Can't guard anybody.
What we call them? Cone. You know what you do with cones? Like when in the summertime, you got a cone. You make a move. What does the cone do?
Stay still.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a cone. Stop playing, man. Everybody knows that.
It's
Everyone
real.
Knows that.
It's real. I've been saying that for half a decade. Just because a guy leads the league in steals doesn't mean he can play defense.
The one I always gave CP3 as the out was the Houston Warriors series where they're up 3-2 and he the hamstring in game 6.
Yeah, he hit the game winner in that series.
He's an amazing player.
I feel like if the hamstring doesn't go, they beat that Warriors team and then they win the title.
Yeah.
And then everything's different for him, mm-hmm. but he got hurt.
All right, so tell me how we would treat Isaiah Thomas. Would treat Magic Johnson, how we would treat, you know, some of the greats that have played that position. And I know it's not a little man sport.
Well, that's the thing that history now.
I'm just saying that's the one I always gave him because that was an all-time Warriors team, and him and Harden together were amazing.
Not me saying Chris Paul is some kind of bum.
No, he's all time.
The people that, like, for instance, Carmelo Anthony's career, right? Carmelo Anthony ran into an eventual NBA champion 5 times during his prime. So when we talk about Melo, we talk about him like some kind of loser. Fine, didn't rebound, didn't defend the way you'd like him to. But look who he ran into. These circumstances matter. And if guys are coming in that same era, same generation, and we laud and applaud LeBron, rightfully so, and some of these other guys, and then we look around, and then, like, for me, Damian Lillard is next up. Like, you wanted to be treated like an all-star. You talked about the all-star stuff. You got the all-star recognition. And then when that LeBron pressure, like, Steph handled that LeBron pressure. He was the weak-ankled shooter who they shouldn't spend this money on. They shouldn't extend. Then he started becoming the greatest shooter of all time, changed the game forever, right? Like, certain guys live up to that pressure, and it's okay if you don't. But I'm going to celebrate the guys who do a lot more.
See, contextual history would lead us to say at this point now, but, you know, the game has evolved. You can't be a little man, can't be a point guard and lead you to a title. But I'm looking around trying to figure out what is the profile of a title team right now when I look at this Final Four that's here. Things are kind of shifting a little bit. You can be a Giannis-led superstar team, but you could also be a Celtics team with 2 great perimeter players in Tatum and Brown, or you could still be magical with Luka. So is there a profile? Is there a way that it gets done?
I'm happy that the sport that I like
feels open
the most, or right there with football, is the most diverse in the ways that you have to now go at it to win a championship. Like, there is no carbon copy to, okay, because you could throw all the numbers in the machine still, and you could be Houston for 8 years, right? You could throw all the numbers in the machine and not know what guys benefit from, what guys' atmospheres need to be. And now you could do the whole big 3 all you want. And I was talking about it on my pod last night, but the days of starting Joel Anthony and thinking that you got 3 max players in the starting lineup and you're going to win something, that's not going to happen anymore. So from here on out, hey, 4-9, what's that looking like? Because Grant Williams knocked down the same shots that Shane Battier once did, the same shots that Mike Miller once did. So what's your 4-9 looking like, especially if your top 3 players aren't well-rounded?
That's the thing, man. That's the thing. The Bulls, their top 3 dudes, at least in theory, Vooch, DeRozan, and LaVine, are...
I was talking globally, too.
No, I know, but what I was thinking about in terms of Spieggs' point about building a team is... The Bulls' top 3 dudes are offensive players, right? DeRozan's not a good defensive player. Yeah. Vooch, not a good defensive player. Yeah. Zach has the athleticism, but clearly has never proven it.
So 4-5 is desperation for defense.
Which is why, like, Lonzo and Caruso and Patrick Williams, it makes perfect sense. Like, I think the team was constructed logically, but I think it caps your ceiling if your top dudes aren't two-way guys. Like, if I was going to say anything about the profile of a modern-day champion, like... Giannis is a two-way guy.
Jimmy Butler's a two-way guy. Tatum's a two-way guy.
And Luka got some, like, weird defensive slander earlier in this series. Luka's not a bad defensive player.
He was getting cooked, though. His ass was getting cooked, but
he's also his usage rate on offense is historic.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's not going to be sustainable. Like, I think Luka's going to be, like, the way we talk about, and people going to go crazy, but the way that our generation and previous generations talked about, you know, the Larry Birds of the world, right? Like before that, Elgin Baylor, where it's like, man, this dude is doing something that doesn't come in his package very often. Like Larry Bird was an amazing passer to be 6'10 and also could put the ball on the floor. Elgin Baylor, amazing at what, 6'8, doing the things that he was doing. Luka is ostensibly a 6'8, 6'7, 245-pound point guard in a way that LeBron was dominant in athleticism. Luka is dominant in angles and hesitation and handle. And, of course, his shot is streaky enough that when he gets it going, it's a wrap. Like, and he's a demon.
That's the part that matters so much, man.
I keep trying to tell these dudes, you're going to run up on some dudes who've been – you know, messing around, having slingshots and rocks at tanks and find out that your neighborhood ain't as tough as theirs. And that's what they're finding out. Memphis tried it. The Clippers tried it. You know, everybody's tried it with him, and all he does is smile in the face. And when he loses, it's, you know, it's like, oh, okay. But when it's on, when he wins it, like, he won that game from the outset. He looked at Dorian Finney-Smith and Jalen Brunson and was like, y'all the only two is going to hit some shots for me, but I'm going out here to kill this man because of what he said. Mm. Devin Booker, it's the era of TikTok and all this other stuff. That turning over, getting a flagrant foul, acting like somebody killed you, and then looking up and saying the Luka special, it was on his ass from that moment on, and I couldn't wait. I was watching that thing so happy because it's basketball justice. It don't matter where you're from. If you can hoop, you can hoop.
I feel like if there's any lesson that I'm pulling from the Jimmy Butler thing where he now goes back to another conference finals and the Bulls punted, and I was happy that the Bulls punted at the time, but that dude is a demon. Mm-hmm. For better or for worse, yeah. That dude, and like, hard to get along with, hard to trust.
That organization.
For sure. They absolutely figured it out. But it's like, look at the fallout from Philly, where like now it comes out some of the scouts and some of the opposition was like, wow, Philly's investing in Ben Simmons instead of Jimmy Butler here after they let Jimmy walk there towards the end.
It was Tobias, though. It was more Tobias with that situation because you're not going to – if Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler are on the table, you're going to pick Ben Simmons every time out. I mean, you talk about a three-time All-NBA defender at 24 years old as opposed to a guy who's got higher mileage on him. It was – the decision was Tobias Harris versus Jimmy Butler. Jimmy also butt heads with the two most important people in the building.
I should value the demon more.
I can tell you, that doesn't work very often.
Well, so in that vein, right?
Always value the demon. Always value
must
the demon.
Value the demon.
So who's guarding Luka on Golden State? Because they're an underdog, and like Klay can't do it at this point.
Yeah.
Wiggins, he would like
nobody's
out
guarding
physical.
Him.
No, right?
Yeah, but, nobody's guarding him.
But like
he's gonna go 33-8-7 this series as well. It's just about when you get it, and if you can win at was it Chase Center now?
Yeah.
If you can win there, then you're feeling good about yourself. But winning there is hard. Like, Klay Thompson can't guard him one-on-one anymore. Klay Thompson goes through stretches where he looks like he's cooked. And then
Draymond's not
points.
Fast enough.
Yeah,
Wiggins isn't
Jordan
strong
Poole's
enough.
Not a defender. So what you got to do is defend as a team or run their ass out the gym. You have to get up more shots than the Dallas Mavericks, which for the Golden State Warriors, like
we can do that.
But we think about them as the prime Warriors a lot more than we should. Like, this is one of those years where we look back on the documentary of the Warriors and like, this was the year where it was at the end, but they brought it like 98, like 97, when we saw a whole bunch of, you know, 75 to 62 games. Like, the Warriors are scoring like the old Warriors, but they're not the same team. So Steph Curry, the years of having to do what he's done, you can see it. He's capable of those knockout quarters, but you can still – that's why Jordan Poole is so important.
So big. They let Jordan Poole carry him for a while.
I can't – man, this has been an amazing playoffs. And guess what? The second best player, arguably, got swept out of the playoffs. A top five player, Hall of Famer, wasn't even in the playoffs. Like, sports is in really, really good hands. When you see Jason Tatum arriving, guys like that, Luka doing his thing against another young player like Devin Booker, and then you got guys who are in the middle of their prime like Giannis and Joel who are looking down.
I'm just bummed we got denied Ja. To see Ja in 5, 6, and 7 in that series.
He's got to change. Like, all that wear and tear, you could blame that Jordan Poole knee injury on that, but he's throwing himself at the rim. It's the natural progression. He'll learn.
All right, so DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Bulls fans are going to want him in a sign and trade.
Right.
But there's no way you get him without Zach, correct?
I mean, is that something you want to do as a Bulls fan?
I think that in a vacuum, if you told me that like you could have DeAndre Ayton and not Vooch,
Yeah, right. Right? But can I build a Vooch deal? Can I build a Vooch deal?
I don't think so. I think the situation
is bad enough in Phoenix with him and what happened, especially in the game seven where he's out there.
Right. Ayton's gone, minutes. Right? Like, Ayton's available to someone who wants to meet their asking price.
Money changes things. You know, you give guys a couple weeks to chill. Like, money has changed minds before. He's a young man. I don't believe he's got started a family yet. So,
yeah,
he's in a different. He's in a different scope. If Monty Williams gets his hands on him for a week or so, it's all about guys turning their phones off, too, and telling people to talk to their agents tonight. If you got a good enough relationship with Monty Williams, I think Monty Williams can sway anybody, but it did not end.
I'm just thinking about, like, how the Bulls, like, what the swing is going to be to restructure it, or, like, how similar next year's roster is going to look to this one. Because, like, these guys keep throwing out names, like, because I'm firmly just give Zach the max, bring him back, and figure out. I don't understand
if he wants to come back.
If he wants to go somewhere else, you're going to have to sign and trade. But none of the names that people throw at me are attractive.
Right.
None of them. Yeah. Like Donovan Mitchell. No. Give me Zach. Yeah. Julius Randle. No. Not even close. No. Give me Zach.
That's why. And this is the other thing, man. Like, in the summer that we are getting ready to experience, right? All the pressures and stresses of our lives. This weekend, y'all got to stop coming up to me asking me stuff about the Bulls. I was in an establishment, and this dude who was hammered out of his mind, he's like, hey, Goff, I love all your stuff. What do you think about Zach? You paying for that knee? And, like, I didn't say what he wanted me to say, and then all of a sudden it became, like, a weirdo thing. Like, hey, y'all, I don't know any more than you do, okay? I talk to some people that are different from you, but Zach LaVine is a man that is getting ready to build his own family.
You
just
know what?
Got married. Like,
I'll take care of that for you. Would you come to my family gathering and tell people why the Cubs traded the core? I had to do that yesterday. I had to answer those questions yesterday.
Right. Tell them what's going on.
I just did that this morning. I talked through that.
Convince people that Justin Steele is the future. Is that what you got to do at the family gathering? Yeah,
that's not going well for anybody.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Zach. I mean, if you know this team, you see what the upper tier of the NBA is, and especially the Eastern Conference now, right? The Eastern Conference is better than the Western Conference.
Yes.
So you've got what I believe is the best player in all of basketball in your division, in your conference. You've got Philly that has the second best player probably in the league who keeps beating you every time you see him, mm-hmm. right? Then you've got Boston who, halfway through the season, that was the matchup I wanted if we were talking about which team you could handle if you're the Bulls. Because, like, oh, yeah, you got two scores, nobody else out there. You'd be able to lock that down.
Tatum is a two-way guy, too. Like, what he did to Durant in the first round, he's much, much, much better defensively than I gave him credit for.
But, I mean,
he's a good player.
He's 24.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like we're getting these guys who are just hitting their prime, but we've already seen them for 6 years.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
You get entrenched in the Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum will never win it together, and then you're like, oh, wait a minute. They're messing around and putting together another KD and Scottie Pippen kind of vibe, right?
Yeah,
like, you just got to let it play out sometimes.
That was the closest comp I had thinking about these playoff teams. Is like, well, the Bulls with two real good scorers, perimeter guys, and DeMar and Zach, and then there's the Celtics with these two guys. But no, like we were talking about before the show, Danny, it's obviously like Tatum and Brown are better. Tatum specifically is better, but like they're supporting cast. Like they have 3-and-D guys. They have shooters. Bulls need shooters, don't they?
Yes.
The Bulls desperately.
The Bulls need shooters. It's a weird puzzle you got to put together because the guys that you need come at a premium. So what are you willing to give up for those guys to change your roster, to change your locker room? I do think the Bulls, they can't be as nice as they were last year.
Mm.
You know, there has to be some, you know, what I'm watching in these playoffs is the same things we watched in the 80s and the 90s and the aughts and the 10s and now in the 20s. Like the guys who ain't going to have it, they plant that flag. And this is not going to happen tonight, right? So you're going to have to win some other way. And far too often in the second half of the season, it was too easy for teams to win the way they wanted to. I got no problem with somebody like Grant Williams going off, especially in a game set. Well, Mike Budenholzer needs his ass checked because after the fifth three-pointer, maybe you should deny, you know?
Change your strategy.
Right. He's a professional player. Mm. But, you know, these These guys, I can't wait to see what next year looks like, because a lot of things got checked off the list. And now it's prime time. Now you're not sneaking up on anybody. Nobody's talking about the, you know, look at these Bulls, or is this team going to stay at the top of the Eastern Conference? People know how good you are now. So what's going to be different in terms of your outcome and your results? Defensively, they got to be a ton better. They got to be a lot more resistant. They have to be more disciplined. They have to understand rotations a little bit more. All the stuff that Billy Donovan said every single night they were losing, right down the stretch in the regular season, they have to be those things, but the same players might have to be those things.
If you find a barber, let me know.
Man, I'm going to go. I got to get my nails done right now, and then I'm going to go get myself
I think that's the next step for me.
Yeah? So I bit my nails for 38 years of my life.
Is that stopping 39 you? 39 years.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just moving like with less anxiety and less stress, and now that things are, you know, growing on me and I don't bite them off, you got to keep them clean. So
you're weekly Manny Petty guy?
I don't get a pedicure every week. I get a pedicure probably every two,
see, I love
two,
the pedicure.
Yeah.
I love the pedicure.
Yeah, I've never done
my
either.
My girl Oksana over there at, was it Polish and Pour? Can't wait to pour me up something as soon as I sit down with her. That's my little therapist now. Well, like the second or third one, but that's it. Yeah.
You gotta have a standard.
Just line them up.
Hey, yeah. Fellas, I know people out there probably texting like, oh, listen to this softness. I'm telling you guys, take care of yourselves, right? Like your job probably doesn't take care of you. You know, some of y'all in some relationships that ain't taking care of you. Mm. And at some point, you got to take care of you. So go out there and get yourself get yourself your nails done, or get yourself a massage or something like that.
Yeah. Gave it to myself. Yeah. See, that was me.
Hey, that was when I turned the radio on. I heard that.
Hi there.
Yo, Pia has been in Greece for 2 days.
Oh, boy.
And she's going to be there for another 9 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I texted her yesterday. I was like, yo, I'm damn near broke myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with you.
1 day?
Huh? What? You don't understand. Things have changed.
The lightning
in my
of the
life,
pants
man.
Load.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta, you're talking about just being a demon. You gotta get that out.
Just make sure that FaceTime connection is solid.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It wasn't with her.
Oh,
yeah. Let's, still got a little bit of play in me. Come on, man. Oh, don't do that. Oh, no. I don't mean it like somebody else.
No, I know what you meant. I know
solo.
What you
meant. I got you.
Yeah, I can't lose all my money on May 16th.
No.
Can't happen. It's always good to see y'all, though, man.
Thank you, Jay. Man, thanks for coming in. Continued success to not a backup quarterback. Somewhere between a backup quarterback and a legend.
No.
As many backup quarterbacks that have worked here.
I was trying with him. I was trying to be self-referential.
Damn.
I'm thinking about Chicago sports fan days way back in the day when they used to like me, and then as soon as I got a gig, they hated me.
Yeah?
Immediately. Yeah, you and I bonded over that years ago, but, you know.
People hated me?
No, not you. Just me.
No, it's always good to see you, Speaks. I always like making Speaks, like squirm a little bit.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my man. That's my man.
And that's my brother. And I don't mean like any.
Yeah.
Such a thing to say.
So many else.
Loving it, bro.
So many
Thank
else.
You.
Loving
it. I appreciate Loving you. It. The Full Go with Jason Goff, NBC Sports Chicago. Thanks for coming in studio, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
Anytime.
You.
Anytime, brother.
Oh, sorry. You're still going.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll regroup. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's the tag team champions of the world.
Parkinson Spiegel.
I can't believe it. Look at this. It's over. 1, 2, 3. It's all over.
Afternoons on the Score.
I've been having a little fun tonight, so if I stir my words, I apologize. But I've been drinking a little bit, so so we having a good time.
All right, welcome back, Parkinson Spiegel. on the score. We will. We appreciate Jason Goff for coming in. Plenty still to get to, including, yes, hot takery from a non-hot take site on our guy, Justin Fields. But Shane Reardon is the king of social media. He doesn't know that, but that's what I call you.
The king of what?
Social media.
Oh, yikes.
I think of him as the single guy on this crew.
Wow.
Who can put in the work that single guys must need to put in. For instance, he was like hobnobbing with some glitterati yesterday afternoon while a lot of us were doing other like family stuff.
Yeah, how's that?
Shane was out there like drinking, hardcore socializing, networking. Right? That was a very positive for the show, what Shane was out there doing yesterday.
I appreciate you saying that, Speaks, because I get a different feeling from the other guy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Really? I'm jealous.
Hey, if the feeling you're getting from me is not caring, then that's accurate. Okay. I don't care one way or another.
Yeah. No, but like, especially if you're hanging around with sporting humans who like to have a few and you're furthering relationships, somebody's got to do that. It's probably not going to be me, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wish it was. I'm jealous. You were drinking with Pat Manley last night, but I saw this tweet today from our executive producer, Shane Reardon, that came on the heels of last night, Shane texting the group chat that said, and I don't have the text up, but basically it was, apologize in advance for tomorrow, I'm getting hammered. Basically just, right? Is that a fair synopsis?
Yeah, that's a fair synopsis, but...
I can read it directly if you feel like I'm mischaracterizing you.
I like the text after that when he announced the guest list for today. We're supposed to have Barack Obama at 3, Martha Stewart was 4:15, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you were going to have Eli Hershkovich and Joe Ostrowski on together at 5 o'clock.
So
I still like that as an idea.
I'm still in for that. I'm down for that. Cross him.
Absolutely tanked. So sorry for tomorrow. You can blame Pat Rick, which is supposed to be Patrick, as in Patrick Manley.
All right.
Or Pat Trick, actually. You called him Pat Trick.
Yeah. We had a few, like, responsibly.
Of course.
Just sitting at the bar. But it was... Round two of my drinking escapades yesterday.
Okay, so you tweeted today, I am offensively tired and have no clue why. I got 7 hours last night. Can 30-year-old men get mono?
Yep.
It's not mono, Shane. It's that you went to a boozy brunch yesterday and then drank with Pat Manley, and you're like, oh, we had a few. Can we unpack a few?
Okay, so, yeah, I mean...
At the brunch, how many mimosas?
Either probably 6 or 7.
How
six
many
seven
shots?
Bottomless. There were 2 or 3 rounds of shots.
And
it's so, in the morning.
In the morning.
No, it started at 11:30.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay, but and sugary, right?
So,
Vegas bombs?
What I mean to say, installment number one of the 2-part drink day.
Yes. 6 or 7 mimosas, 2 or 3 Vegas bombs.
And Vegas bombs had to be explained to me today.
Yeah. And there was also like a old fashioned made with a little bit of screwball too. So,
we're like, mixing 3 different types of liquor.
It looked really good. I wanted to try it. It wasn't very good.
We're mixing 3 different types of liquor.
You know, that sounds like it's going to get you mono.
8 or 9 drinks. Then you take a break.
Yeah, for a few hours.
And then Pat
I made
Trick
the 2-mile walk home from brunch with the dog so I could walk off the booze.
And then Pat Trick Manley asks for you to come out to have beer. And how many beers do you consume?
What? Probably 6, like draft beers.
This is round two.
Curious as to why, after 6 beers, 3 shots, 6 or 7 mimosas, and an old fashioned, he's a little tired today.
But see, that's
it's a my hangover.
Feeling this morning isn't associated with the common hangover. There's no nausea. There's no headache. Nothing like that. I got up on time. I got up early. Went for a long walk with the dog. Got coffee. Made breakfast. Did a little show prep. Watch MLB Network.
But you're a little fuzzy.
I'm not fuzzy.
You're
I'm
a
just
little
tired.
Slow.
Just tired. I don't think at my age, at 30, that can be considered a legitimate hangover because I should be feeling it harder, and I'm not. I just don't get hungover.
You're not some sort of medical marvel. You're 30. Well, when you do exactly what you did yesterday, 3 years from now, it's going to feel worse.
You'll be weeping. You'll be absolutely fetal weeping the next morning.
And then 3 years from then, it won't happen, and you won't go out with Pat Trick Manley.
Yeah, well,
and
here's
then,
the thing. Like, that probably wasn't the smartest decision of mine to give into the peer pressure. When Pat texts, like, hey, I'm going to go down the block for a beer. You want to come join me? I said, no, man. I just did brunch. I'm really tired. And then he called me a quitter. So I was at the bar within 20 minutes.
Right,
I'm not going to let him call me a quitter.
All right, so Tanny and I, mid-30s, Spiegs, ancient. How would we define what Shane is experiencing?
Painful and
tell me what your hangover
for.
Is. When you're hungover, what is your hangover?
51 is not ancient. I don't
okay.
I'm smack dab. Hey, I am smack dab in the middle of the top end of the demo. Okay? Just remember that. 25 to 54, I am smack dab in the middle of the top
end. What is your hangover, Danny?
My hangover is a headache, not wanting to get out of bed, and frankly, like stopping drinking because I know that my kids are very disrespectful of my hangover and Owen will be up at 7 a.m. regardless.
God, he does not have a healthy respect for your hangover.
He does not.
Or the pool. What's your hangover?
My hangover, irritable, beating myself up, headache, unproductive, and not as sharp as I'd like to be.
Tanny?
I couldn't tell you the last time I got drunk enough to get a hangover, but it's usually tension, headache, irritability. Yeah, just not very patient.
Okay, so I've maybe had those type of hangover feelings three or four times in my drinking life. I didn't start drinking until I turned 21. I was terrified of my father. So I have never felt that on a regular basis. So you can't tell me that me just being tired here today, I have to classify that as a hangover because I've felt that only three or four times.
So you're saying you believe you would have woken up today in the same state of tiredness had you not had three Vegas bombs, six mimosas, an old fashioned, and five beers yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
Is so ridiculous.
I just don't think it's a hangover. I just think it's just one of those tired days.
Couple textures say that it might be
related to the booze.
Couple textures say that it might be the Red Bull in the shots. That could be something. But that's not enough Red Bull to really affect
it's
you.
Like it's just like a topper.
I think it's the four different kinds of booze and the 13 cocktails that he had yesterday.
I don't know, man. I am a superior drinker.
But you're getting older. That's the reality that you're not being confronted with. We all were great drinkers in our 20s.
You can't use my age against me when it supports your narrative, and then when you need the young guy perspective, then use that for your narrative.
Oh, no, actually, you absolutely can.
No, you can't.
He can totally do it.
Are you kidding?
Yep, that's the double-edged sword of everything.
Watch me.
I have plenty of water, too. Plenty of water. Didn't have any coffee yesterday. It's not a hangover. I'm just having a tired boy day.
Just having a tired boy day.
I can tell you why his brain's foggy. I can tell you why right now. I got it right here in front of me.
No, you don't.
What's in front? Oh, I know what's in front of him. I can't even see it.
No.
Are you filling out the lineup?
Why would you do that, Tanny?
Are you ignoring the show and filling out the lineup?
What's happening?
Are you filling out the lineup?
I'm going to have to deal with now?
He's doing the Odyssey lineup.
I mentioned the softball team on the radio show.
We never do that.
You're using it against me.
Oh, boy.
It's content.
Trouble in paradise.
I can multitask.
Trouble in paradise over there.
No, he did a good job today. He booked Goff and my sister.
Andrew Vaughn's in the ninth spot, right? Where are you hitting Lawrence?
Oh, yeah, can't wait. Where are you hitting Lawrence?
Yeah.
Five.
How are you going to compensate for the loss of Cody Westerlund?
We'll talk about it later.
Are you worried? Are you going to need a nap in because you're hungover and feeling lethargic today?
No, I'll be fine.
You're going to be fine? How's the team going to be this year?
They'll be good.
We're going to be defending our runner-up finish?
Oh, I like this where he doesn't want to talk about the softball
team. Nice job,
Tanny.
Good job, Tanny. Yeah, that's producing.
That is a win right there.
That is producing. Showing off his jersey for the non-participant on the old
Twitch
chat.
I'm taking that back real quick. Guy's not even playing, and I do a nice guy thing and get him an 83 jersey.
And he bus tosses you
I almost just said the F word. See what you're doing to me? I almost just said the
F
word.
You know what?
This looks like someone is maybe hungover today.
I can't say it. I'm irritable.
You wouldn't have gotten that close to the F word if you weren't hungover and irritable.
Not hungover. I would not come to work hungover.
And for the record, I do believe it's the double dip of the drinking with the break in between.
Probably.
I know there's no nap, but it's like the up and then down and then up and then down. And it's just too much. Too much volatility, even for you, you little 30-year-old.
You know what that sounds like? A hangover.
It's true.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like 14 drinks over 12 hours and then a little tired the next day.
A lot of people suggesting I just need to start drinking again.
Oh, you got a beer?
No, I don't.
I saw a beer in the fridge.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that on a Monday at 3:45, dude.
When he has a big game tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Yeah, you can
have
it.
I mean, I have a problem.
9 o'clock? Were you playing the Oakland Athletics?
It's a late start. Yeah. Can't wait to flip that on.
Isn't
the
that
softball
trash?
Channel tonight, lying in bed.
Absolute trash. We finished second place last year, lost in the championship game, and they give us the 9 o'clock game.
Yo, no
to start
one cares, man. We can't be talking about that.
Well, this is the late game. It's the season opening doubleheader. You got Chris Berman and Trent Dilfer on the call, right? That's what you got tonight. It's a Monday night late game.
I literally hate it here.
Then why are you so invested in the softball team here?
Mm. Maybe you should go early to the ballpark and start working on your lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't have any time to fill out the lineup between 6 and 9 p.m.
Seriously.
Tonight.
Seriously.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Yeah. I've got a piece of paper here in front of me. Uh-huh. I'm still doing my job.
Let me just check something. 5 o'clock hour, still guest free. Okay. Just good to know. Good to know.
No, I take shots at the guest list. You take a shot at him being alone.
Oh, got it.
That's how it works.
I forget.
Forgot your role.
It's hard to fit guests in there when you guys just want to talk so much.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the Parkinson's Spiegel job.
Come on, Danny.
I didn't register like a shot at all, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that one felt really good.
They line up here to see us.
You're killing me, Danny. Yeah, Danny. Call.
Most downloaded show at the station. Both of us are killing you right now, actually. Yeah, we're Parkinson's Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson's Spiegel Show.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Please, everyone be quiet.
Afternoons on the score.
Anderson hits it in the air.
I think the corn game.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the score.
Spiegs did a nice thing today. And if you get on Twitch and search 670 The Score, you can see the results of it. You went to the White Sox game on Saturday.
I did.
Three fathers, three sons.
It's true.
Tim Anderson bobblehead day. And you showed up with two Tim Anderson walk-off corn game bobbleheads.
I think the corn game.
One for Shane and one for Tanny.
I did
that
indeed.
That is a tremendous gesture.
You know, wasn't expecting to get them. Usually people line up so early to get bobbleheads on a big day, especially a one-off like this, the corn game bobblehead.
Oh, so this was not a gates open, needed to be there right at the opening in order to get one.
I thought it was.
Situation.
Because what, first 10,000? First 15,000?
I thought it was first 20,000.
Is it that many?
I think it was 20,000 bobbleheads.
Well, it doesn't matter when you're Matt Spiegel. Your guy at the gate there probably recognized you.
Oh, Spiegs!
Let's get the real ones. Let's get the real ones in the moving hands.
You know, these guys got the crap ones. These are diamond encrusted for you, Spiegs.
No, that's not how it went.
These hands do bobble, though, which is a nice touch.
I had never seen that before.
Bobblehead and bobble hands.
Yeah, the bobble hand and the bobblehead. It's glorious, though. It was a bit of madness on the way in the 5 o'clock hour before your 6:10 p.m. start. And was thrilled to find that they still had some bobbleheads. So, yeah, we were thrilled. And, you know, that's mine that I'm giving up for one of the boys. And then another one of the kids that was involved didn't really show an interest. So that goes to the other guy as well. So
what are these going for on the resale market? I know you will not be selling them, but, like, the demand for these types of things gets kind of weird, like, right after the game. $70, $80. What could you get for this thing right now?
I don't know. Like, just Speak saying that he's able to get one right at 5:30. I don't know. Maybe there isn't the secondary market like there usually is. Usually they're at least like $35, $40 if you try to get them.
Yeah, anywhere between $40 and $75 on eBay right now.
Really? There you go. There was a secondary market on the way out of the ballpark. I'll tell you that.
That's some people the like, best time to try sell them. Or
dude,
buy them.
Yeah. That was I had not experienced that before. Like little sidewalk vendors who happen to have the bobblehead that had been available for that day.
For free, and they're trying to sell them.
Can we talk about how those sidewalk vendors just have coolers full of booze and nobody cares?
I like that.
You could just buy beer or White Claw or shots. You step off the red line.
Shots? Bar.
Yeah, they have the fireballs.
Little fireballs, absolutely.
When I was there
little
on bears. Thursday, I'm walking out of the red line. There are five cops just talking right off the red line platform on 35th, and then 10 coolers filled with booze.
It's industry.
Yeah.
It's just industry in action.
I love it.
I can tell you, it was an absolutely glorious night at the ballpark. And, you know, the kids going upstairs for the kids zone there with the fielding practice and the hitting practice.
The kids club, not Anthony Heron's kids club in a foreign country.
No.
This is a different kids club
with
situation.
That in mind, I chose not to dump my kids and go back downstairs and just drink and watch the game.
It's weird that Anthony,
I know Anthony.
Did, even though he wasn't at the game. That was the weirdest part.
He brought in some kids that were not his own and then brought them upstairs and left them there. That's because that's how he rolls. But God, you would have laughed, Danny, at seeing the first baseman upstairs in the fielding part of the kids zone. This was by like the eighth inning. He was done. Like, he had no interest in catching the balls that the kids were throwing to him.
Yeah.
So his stretching, like oh, there's a throw 6 inches to my left. No, I'm good.
It's out of my range. I like that guy.
Help the kids out. It was just throwing error after throwing error after throwing error.
It's a tough job, man. Baseball games can take a long time.
I don't know, man. Kids feeling terrible about their arms. Like, help a kid out. Stretch. He was not interested. But it was a good night.
Good time. Ruben enjoy himself?
Oh, he enjoyed himself greatly. He even noticed that there was a ball game at one point.
That's a huge win.
Man.
You know? Oh, wow. You're not happy?
Well, it's hard. I was baseball lonely. I'm at the game with people trying to connect about the game.
Look at this exit velo, kid.
Yeah, I did try to get him there.
I believe you.
Yeah, didn't. Oh, poor you.
Yeah, you're exactly. At the game with your son, bobblehead, enjoying the night. Didn't care. He didn't care nearly enough for you. Yeah.
What's the score? I don't know, Daddy.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I should go to a game with Ruben. We could not know the score together.
You guys can bond.
You said that I'm going to get mad at opinions from out-of-town people about Justin Fields.
Told you I was worried about you.
And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But I can fight with the best of them. But I was thinking I was fighting with opinionists. I wasn't thinking I was fighting with DVOA, hard-headed, reasonable analysts. And that's what 2,000 words saying the Bears have obviously abandoned Justin Fields. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.